Now let's go to the Caradio Newsline and visit with Chaim Goldman, who's going to be talking about the church's voter's guide as we got an election coming up. Chaim, it's Dan Koschel. Thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate it.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. So let's talk about some of the issues that first of all, how did you put the guide together so that people can maybe trust the information that's in the voter's guide, and how can they get a hold of it?
Okay, well, the voter guide is really easy to get a hold of. It's all online. So it's churchvoterguides.org. And the reason it's called Church Voter Guides is we wanted to be able to get it into the churches. And as you know, with 501c3 organizations, they sometimes are reticent to talk or get any involvement in the political realm. So what we did is we put this together by asking the candidates for school board all through El Paso County and Woodland Park to answer 8 questions and to have up to 120 words per answer. And everything they put in, we published. We didn't editorialize. We didn't edit. We didn't even fix typos. And so because we did that and we're not endorsing or opposing any candidate, it can go into the churches. And also everybody who references it can know this is what the candidates officially believe, and so they can make decisions for themselves.
What kind of participation did you get? And from what I understand, it's big participation, isn't it?
It is. It really blew us away. We, again, sent this out to all of the school board candidates in El Paso and Woodland Park, and as long as at least one from a district answered our questions, we were going to do a voter guide. Well, what really blew us away is that in D11, which is the big Colorado Springs school district, and in D49, which is Falcon, we had 100% participation among the candidates. And in D20, which is Academy, and D3, which is Widefield, we had just one short of that. Other districts was iffy. Some, we didn't do voter guides because the candidates decided not to answer. But if you go on there, you check out on the website, again, at churchvoterguides.org, you click on your district, and if there's a voter guide there, it will download. If not, it will actually say why we didn't do it, and it will give you information to contact the candidates themselves.
Colorado Springs has a huge huge base of faithful, don't they, in every denomination. And so this is not just one denomination or another. This is every denomination, right?
Yes, and really it's for everybody. I mean, we don't want anybody to get turned off by the fact that we called it Church Voter Guides. We're not in there, again, editorializing or having any kind of, you know, a religious or faith bent. The reason that we did it is so the churches would be confident to promote it and to have it there, because that's really important, because so many people in the Pikes Peak area, and we did it again across the Pikes Peak region, you know, consider themselves to be Christian, and they want to get answers to questions that are very important to them. But especially when it comes to school board, not only have a lot of these people never run for office before, but never served in office, but they've never run for office. So you're there, you're looking at names, but these people have never gone on the record. And we said, you know what, let's give them an opportunity to let people know so that they can go on. So whether you're a Christian or not, go on, get the information, and vote your values. See which candidates represent you the best.
That's excellent. And what gave you the idea to get this voter's guide together for the school districts?
Well, actually, it was back at the city council elections in April. You know, the 2020 election was crazy, and then people were saying, well, we'll get them in 2022 or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, there's an election coming up in Colorado Springs in April. So in 6 weeks in April, we went from concept to delivery right when the ballots were going out. And we had 16 of the 21 city council members in the voter's guide. And so when we did that, you know, we were like, let's just go for more. Because, again, getting it on the record, getting it into the churches, but also allowing people to decide for themselves. That's really me. My background, like yours, is journalism. You know, I'm a television production journalism. I'm old school. I don't want to tell people what to think or what to do. There are voter guides out there that just sort of have a bent or a bias. I said, let's get the information out there to the people and let them decide. I know that's a radical thought these days in this world, but I really want the electorate to be educated, to be informed, and to go out and vote, because that's the way America is supposed to work.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to it that went into it, but the bottom line was, how do we get information on these candidates so individual voters can know who they want to vote for and not be confused and also be willing to vote, folks. November 2nd is election day, but you've gotten your ballots by now. You have between now and election day to mail them in or drop them off. On November 2nd, please vote. Get out and vote. Traditionally in these elections, only about 25% to a third vote. Just vote, but get informed before you vote, and please use the voter guide. Again, most of the candidates answered, and they gave their answers, and you can figure things out by reading what they said, and of course, because this is politics, what they didn't say.
Okay, that's excellent.
Between the lines, too.
Well, give us the website once again, how people can get a hold of that.
Okay, churchvoterguides.org.
Okay. I understand your son's getting married this weekend. Congratulations. And
he is. Thank you, my eldest.
Best of luck this weekend.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But, hi. Glad to be on.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much.